My name is Aileen Walsh, and I am a potter. I've done serious pottery. I bought my kiln 10 years ago. But before that, there was always a lot of art. I did a lot of sewing, and I did a lot of artwork with sewing. And like I said, the paper mache, if you can't afford pottery, you do paper mache because you don't have the big expensive equipment. I don't think an artist can do what they do without support. You have to have somebody that says, encourages you and says, you're doing a good thing. You're doing, you know, and that's the big one. If you want to look at Dillingham, for example, they are so incredibly supportive of the arts. You know, you see how many people go to the Christmas Bazaar and how warm their feelings are for you. You know, people come up and smile at you and they don't even know what you're selling yet, you know, and it's just that they're willing to pay money because they like your art. It doesn't get any better than that. This is all that's ready for the bazaar. So a few little murals. This is geranium. Wild geranium, actually. And this is Pat's framing. And if you notice, most everything has the same theme. This is Bristol Bay, you know, there's salmon. So, and these are what sell. And then every once in a while I get, you know, where I don't feel like doing a salmon, so then I play. And I do something a little different, experiment a little bit. And some of the experiments work and some of them don't. For the bazaar, I always have some little things because invariably a little kid will come up, his hands are all full of that sticky cottony, you know, stuff, and he has a dollar in his hand. And he wants to buy something for his mom. When people look at pottery, they'll look around, they might, you know, like look at this, they might look at a price or something, but eventually they'll hold it, they'll look at it, they'll think it, and they hold it to their heart. I'm not kidding you. And I go, they're buying that. Because it's so personal to them, more than some other things, you know. They're gonna use it maybe to eat out of or to have their favorite stuff in, but it becomes theirs. My favorite, and I've had a hard time admitting this, but I like the wheel the best. The clay is just, when I first started, and I wasn't very good at it, right? And it was, the clay decided what it wanted to be way more than what I wanted it to be. Of course, now we're kind of going towards the other side, but that is my favorite part. You can't count the one where you're handing it to a customer, because that's like the ultimate, you know, somebody has said, yes, you are worthy.